Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Yes, please. What is your name? How do you spell it?
J-A-Q-U-A. J-A-Q-U-A-N.
Thank you. I am calling because your company, Savings Depot, has been charging my credit card account since October. I was aware of, my name is Diane Ellison, E-L-L-I-S-O-N.
Can I get your zip code first?
33542.
And your first and last name again?
Diane Ellison, E-L-L-I-S-O-N.
And can you verify your shipping address for me?
39919 Cog, COG, Hill, Loop.
Okay, so you had a Wi-Fi booster. You paid the shipping and Wi-Fi booster and yeah, you had the Wi-Fi booster, paid the shipping and handling for it to be shipped to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Club. And when you join that Factory Direct Savings Club, online gadget store, there is a membership fee for joining, and the membership fee is $56.95. And it gives you a $125 gift card every month as well, as long as you are a member.
How many dollar gift card?
$125 gift card.
Monthly.
Yes, ma'am, as long as you are a member.
Okay, I don't know anything about that, but what I do know is I received keto pills for dieting. And I sent back, I was charged in October for shipping only. And then November, I was charged $49.97. And I called your company, and it was a money-back guarantee. And I sent the product back. I have a receipt from the bank of sending the product back, and the charges are still on my Sam's Club credit card. For there's one for $7.45, and then there is $49.97 three times. And then $56.95 for February.
Yeah, that's them. Those are membership fees.
I did not want any kind of membership fee.
You entered the membership when you paid shipping and handling for the product. But I can't cancel the membership for you.
Yeah, I want my money back. I haven't done anything with any of this.
I mean, all right, give me one second.
This is fraudulent. I don't know how you all are doing this, getting away with it.
Because it states it in terms and conditions. But I'm giving you a refund for that most recent month.
I should have a refund for all of it. It's nothing that I agreed to.
Yeah, we can only refund the most recent month, and you agreed to it once you pay the shipping and handling and everything.
Well, okay, that's...
And it also states in the terms and conditions.
$56.95 is the most recent charge.
And the $49.97 was the original monthly fee charges, but it went up.
Well, I want my money back for all of it.
Yeah, we can only refund the most recent month.
I don't want the most recent month. I had no idea that this was happening. I did a survey, and I got the Wi-Fi booster based on a survey that I did. Did I read all the fine print? No, I didn't. But you're looking at $150, $60 that I'm not going to just forget about. $49.97 three times and $7.45 the first time. And the $56.95 was in February. So I want all the money returned. Whatever you have to do to get the authorization to return my money, you need to do that.
Well, ma'am, I refunded the most recent month.
Oh, and I thank you for that, but I want all the money back.
Cannot do that.
Do you have a supervisor that I can talk to?
I am a supervisor.
Well, do you have a manager above you? You
no,
report
no
to
one
somebody.
Else, no one else here is above us. They're your supervisors.
Well, who is your CEO then?
I do not know.
You do not know who the CEO of your company is?
No, I do not.
This is crazy. You have refunded the $56.95.
Yes, ma'am.
You have canceled my membership.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will go back to the fraud department to get the rest of the money where my card is.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're not going to give it to me, I'm going back to them.
Yes, ma'am.
There is nobody in your organization that you report to.
No, ma'am, I don't report to anybody.
You don't? That's
no,
nice.
I just clock
no
in.
Bosses. Huh?
I just clock in and clock out.
And you have no bosses.
I'm a supervisor at this particular location.
Well, that's not a very high title, supervisor. Supervisor implies that there is
supervise.
Someone above that.
Supervisor implies that you supervise over everyone
and you
else.
You have no one above you.
Yeah, it's plain.
You know,
people who made
I
the
just,
company, yeah, they're above me.
I don't believe that.
Just like every
the line.
Every worker that works at Walmart, they don't know the CEO of Walmart. Or every person that works at a Dollar General chain store.
You're
they
not
don't know the
CEO. A valid point. You are not arguing.
I mean, it may not seem like that to you, but you said CEO. A CEO is like.
I've been in corporate America working for 40 years.
And do you know the CEO?
And yes.
Who's the CEO of corporate America?
Corporate America is a general term
for
companies.
What company in corporate America that you worked for and you know the CEO of that company?
I worked for a company that developed and sold software, and I do know the upper echelon of my company. But you're just getting off the track to argue the point.
I'm not arguing with you at all. You're arguing with me.
You don't want to refund me.
And I'm following our policy.
$160.
I'm following the policy that was given to me by a CEO.
I'm sorry, but you're not being truthful. This is just a game.
If you feel like I'm not being truthful, then.
To get money.
It was in the terms and conditions. So whatever was
there.
All
right, I'll call the fraud. Don't worry. I'll call the fraud department if I'm not going to get back my money. And I will let them deal with it. I'm not going to. This is a waste of my time, which is much more valuable than that. So you have been responsible for the $56.95, and that's all. You're not going to give me the rest of it. Hello?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I will look for the cancellation and the last $56.95, and I will follow up with the Attorney General and the Fraud Department on my card. I'm not going to waste any more time with you. I will look for the credit on my account.